Dr. Gail Saltz is a psychiatrist and a Today contributor. Hey, Gail, good to see you.
Good morning, Matt.
Is this happening a lot, or is this kind of the stuff of fantasies and TV shows like Desperate Housewives and Sex and the City?
I think we're seeing it on a lot of TV shows because actually it's a very popular sexual fantasy for women. But whether it's actually happening or not, I couldn't say. I think out in public we're just seeing these representative couples that make us think, is that an option for me?
Well, we'll talk about the fantasy side in a second, but is it possible that an explanation for this is, you look at studies now, 25% of American households, the primary breadwinner or the biggest breadwinner is the woman.
Correct.
So more and more women simply don't need to date someone who makes a lot of money or has a big, powerful job.
Well, they don't need the money, they don't need that kind of protection, but they may therefore look for other things. They may be looking for honesty, they may be looking for sincerity, they may be looking for authority of a different kind,
so
in brawn rather than brain.
So they enjoy, and maybe that they also enjoy having the upper hand in a relationship because they make more money and in some ways they have more power?
Well, it's interesting because very competitive women can go one of two ways. They can be competitive and want a mate who enhances their status externally, or they can be so competitive that they know they will compete with their mate. And they don't want someone that they're going to feel really competitive with.
I think also perhaps it takes some of the baggage out of a relationship. Nobody can accuse you of dating someone for their money or for their status or anything like that. In some ways, you can almost say this is love for love's sake.
You can say that, but of course, there's other baggage. There's other baggage because people are going to say something to you about what your mate does.
What is the biggest peril in a relation like this for the woman?
Well, for the woman, it's that if she's responsive to what other people will say, your husband does what or your boyfriend does what. So that can definitely affect how she feels.
Or this is about sex. It can't be about a real relationship.
Or this isn't really going to work. So people will potentially put her down. And also, for her, if that person doesn't travel in her world, it can be hard to find a lot of compatibility. If values matter the most to you, if the honesty and sincerity and the warmth and the contributing at home are really primary for you, then it could work out. But for a lot of people, or for a lot of women, I should say, other issues come into play. How much this person enhances you externally, how much you're on the same page, how much you travel in the same world, those issues can matter an awful lot.
And so flip side, the biggest problem for the man, again, do I travel in the same circle? Am I uncomfortable in that circle?
And you better be an incredibly secure guy. And some of these guys are. They're very secure because you've got to believe in yourself and you've got to believe in what you bring to the table. If you don't, then what other people are saying and those social situations where perhaps you're with her friends and so on can be very uncomfortable and undermining.
And let's face it, there are going to be times, if you're the guy in this relationship, where you're going to hear behind your back
Absolutely.
The snickers and the jokes and things
like
that.
You know what you're going to be afraid is that basically she's using you and she's going to turn you in when she's done having fun.
Now, the other idea here is that opposites attract, and if this relationship goes beyond the courtship stage and turns into marriage,
right.
Well, maybe that's a good thing. However, studies show that in long-term happiness in a marriage,
that's right.
Not so good to be opposites.
Compatibility is so important. However, let me say this. If you're religiously compatible, if your morals and values are compatible, if what you want in life is compatible, and the difference is really this job arena, it can still work. But you have to be extremely honest with yourself. What matters to you in life? What matters to you if it's status and power matter to you, then frankly, you're going to be in trouble.
And if you do plan on taking this past the dating stage into a real relationship, you should really have that frank discussion. Both partners say, look, here are the problems we're going to be facing over the course of this marriage.
You've got to answer that. You've got to be honest. And first, you've got to be honest with yourself.
Gail Saltz. Gail, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.